taking a swipe at the Modi government, the Congress on Friday, September 11, 2026 said it has set a new record for the delay in prorogation of parliament after it adjourned signed die and alleged that Home Minister Amit Shah is now plotting to secure a supertainted two-thirds majority to get the Constitution Amendment Bill involving delimitation passed in the Lok Sabha. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, September 11th, the morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from the Hindu top, Congress, Modi government sets new prorogation delay record, eyes super tainted 2/3 majority. Next, second, from Straits Times, behind the killer robots of Ukraine's new warfare revolution. Kharkiv region, Ukraine, Sept 11 in a cramped workshop near the front line in northeastern Ukraine. Military mechanic Chimera is helping prepare his unit's robot forces for battle. Lined up in a row, the four-wheeled unmanned vehicles known as Hyenas will crawl toward Russian lines with their payload of explosives and attack an enemy dugout or halt in advance. Similar models have captured Russian prisoners, said Chimera, 44, who asked to be identified by his call sign. Imagine what 20 kilograms, 44 pounds of explosives is like. It's very powerful, he said. Up next, third, from the Hindu top, Trump says he does not regret Iran war despite impact it may have on midterm elections. President Donald Trump said he did not regret going to war against Iran despite the impact the conflict may have on the November U.S. midterm elections. I don't believe in the word regret. You can always question yourself a little bit, Mr. Trump said in an interview with Fox News host Laura Ingraham when asked if he regretted the Iran war due to the impact it may have on the elections. If I had it do again, I would do exactly as I did, Mr. Trump said in the interview broadcast on Thursday, September 10, 2026 on the Ingraham Angle Show. Mr. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Top, India-China set for bilateral talks at BRICS Summit. Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit India this weekend to attend the BRICS Summit, marking his first trip to the country since 2019. But Observer Research Foundation's Antara Gosal Singh says while progress has been made on the India-China border issues, economic ties between both sides remain challenging. She spoke with Bloomberg's Insight with Haslinda Amin. Source, Bloomberg. Next, fifth, from Facts HQ. Hottest summer ever. Anthropic validates AI fears. South Park renames show to troll Trump. White House caves to Tetris. It's not often that the Trump White House backs down, but it appears they have because of a threat from the Tetris company. This video explains why the White House has now removed the controversial Build the Wall arcade game posted to the official government website. In a relatively short speech compared to last night's nearly two-hour speech, President Trump closed out the first-ever Republican midterm convention. Unlike last night, he did not break any news with this speech. Up next, 6th, from Civil Discourse with Joyce Vance. An update. The First Circuit protects voting by mail from the Trump administration. Today, the First Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed Judge Talwani's injunction that prevents the administration, at least for the midterm elections, from putting its plans to interfere with mail voting into effect.
That's good news, the court wrote. The U.S. Postal Service is not the gatekeeper for mail ballots. It does not have that authority.
Malaysia targeted by election manipulation operation using 1,000 fake accounts, bogus news site, Anthropic. Anthropic says its Claude AI was used to build a voter targeting system covering all 222 parliamentary constituencies in Malaysia, while the threat actor also unsuccessfully pursued a
contract with the country's communications regulator,
and it cannot usurp election authority from the states and Congress.
You can just as easily insert Donald Trump into the first sentence as U.S. Postal Service, because that's what this is about. And then, 7th, from Channel News Asia. Next, 8th, from The Dispatch. Russia's threats to Europe extend beyond Ukraine. Turn any article into a podcast. Upgrade now to start listening.
Members can share articles with friends and family to bypass the paywall. Russia's war against Ukraine, initiated in 2014 and then launched on a full-scale basis in 2022, is the gravest security crisis on the European continent since World War Roman II.
But it's not the only Russian threat on the continent. Russia's gray zone, or hybrid, war against the rest of Europe beyond Ukraine poses additional serious challenges to NATO and U.S. interests. Up next, 9th, from the Hindu top, 18th BRICS Summit 2026,
who are the world leaders attending in New Delhi, India's role, and more. With the highly anticipated BRICS Summit approaching, the world is closely watching how the event will unfold. The BRICS group of major emerging economies Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa will hold its 18th Heads of State and Government Summit in New Delhi on September 12 and 13.
When and where is the BRICS Summit happening? The summit is set to take place at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on September 12 and 13, as India assumed the role of chair of BRICS on January 1, 2026. Previously, India held this role in 2012. 2016 and 2021. And then, 10th, from Le Monde, N-Direct, Guerra and Ukraine, Hewitt Blessé's Après des Frappes Russes contre Kiev. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. That's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.